10 o'clock.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Tattoos and touchdowns. They love the game. I'm perturbed. Lyle Alzado, Matusak, and Ham and Lambert.
Minister of Defense, Peyton Manning, Dan Marino, John Elway, you know, Jim Kelly.
It's football. Just give me my chance to, like, put a big leather helmet on like Al Bundy's.
You are listening to Tattoos and Touchdowns on warlikeradio.com. Good morning, Tattoos and Touchdowns, morelikeradio.com. It's not AM, it's not FM, it's not even XM, it's More Like Radio. We got Will right here. Good morning. We got Joe in the background. Chris.
How you doing? Who's that scratchy guy back there?
Chris, where are you, Chris? Uh-oh.
Yeah, we lost Chris. Yeah.
I think we lost Chris. Chris is actually running a little bit late.
He'll be here in a minute.
Yeah, he... Apparently, the higher-ups at More Like Radio told him not to attend today's meeting. And
I don't blame him.
He's not going to do the Josh Freeman. He's actually going to show up. He's just going to show up late. So we'll find him for it, and then we'll move on. So, big news this week with Josh Freeman. Everything's been going kind of south with him lately. He's been absolutely miserable. Difficult to watch. They replaced him as a starter. And now, he's no longer with the team. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers released him kind of unceremoniously. And as I'm reading everything that's going on, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, wow, it's like Vince Young with the Titans. You know, but remains to be seen exactly how everything's going to be going. Hold on a second. I think we're trying to get Chris back here. Let's see.
Ah, yes, his telephone.
Hello?
Hey, yeah, I think I lost you.
All right.
This foggy New York weather.
Yeah, you got to love it. So we're just talking about Josh Freeman real quick, Chris. You know, I just made the comparison between him and what happened with Vince Young and the Titans. What's your take on that?
Sorry about this, everybody. This is the beauty of live radio, that Esco over slips like Josh Freeman trying to get his picture taken.
So, like I said, the comparison between him and Vince Young, which one is more unceremonious?
Yeah, honestly speaking, well, I can hardly hear you. I'm 5 minutes from, I have full faith, as sick as you are, that you could run. I'll be there in 5 minutes. Just tell Joe to let me in and not leave me out in the cold like the Flintstones.
Okay.
I'll be there in 5 minutes.
All right, no problem. We'll see you when you get here.
Thank you.
All right. All right, so again, the joys of live radio.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
But, yeah, so if you don't remember what happened with Vince Young actually, he got cut by the Titans. Apparently went into a very deep depression, and, you know, he wound up disappearing for a little while from his family's home. Nobody knew where he was. Had to have police look for him, and not only did the police have to look for him, he agreed only to come home if he could sit down with Jeff Fisher, who was the head coach of the Titans at the time, and try to work things out. So, I don't know if this is going to happen with Josh Freeman. That remains to be seen. But there are a couple of teams right now that are desperate for a quarterback. One being the Cleveland Browns, as Brian Hoyer went down with a torn ACL. He's going to be out for the rest of the season. And that was a rough game, which we'll get into once Espo actually gets here. And then you have teams like the Buffalo Bills, who EJ Manuel is out. They're going to have to be riding this tool kid. Don't know if he's going to be able to pull things off, because when he came in, he looked horrible. Brandon Whedon came in for the Browns. Didn't really do it up very well. But apparently neither team is interested in him. Apparently there is interest from the Oakland Raiders in Josh Freeman. I guess they're losing all faith in Terrell Pryor. But all that remains to be seen. Another big story this week. President Obama.
Ooh.
Apparently he doesn't have enough to deal with this whole government shutdown.
Big O.
Yeah. Yeah. Not the good kind of Big O either.
Yeah.
He doesn't have enough to do with this government shutdown going on and, you know, people shooting at the Capitol building and trying to ram into the White House, knocking out police officers. He decides he's going to chime in on the whole Redskins name change potential. You know, Obama says it's basically, you know, oh, he agrees with them possibly changing their name. His exact quote is, if I were the owner of the team and I threw that name, and I knew that the name of my team, even if they had a storied history that was offending a sizable group of people, I'd think about changing it. I don't want to detract from the wonderful Redskins fans that are here. They love their team, and rightly so, even though they have been having a pretty tough time this year. But I think all these mascots and teams' names related to Native Americans feel pretty strongly about it. And I don't know whether our attachment to a particular name should override the real legitimate concerns that people have about these things. Really? Why? Why are you concerning yourself with so much other stuff going on about a team name change? It's not offensive. They don't mean it offensively. It's been the team name for 80-something years. And now, all of a sudden, it's an issue. And people aren't making that big of a deal about it. All right? Lanny Davis, who's the attorney for the Redskins, issued a statement in response to President Obama's comments. As a supporter of President Obama, I am sure the president is not aware that in a highly respected Annenberg Institute poll taken in 2004, with a national sample of Native Americans, 9 out of 10 Native Americans said they were not bothered by the name the Washington Redskins. The president made these comments to the Associated Press, but he was apparently unaware that an April 2013 AP poll showed that 8 out of 10 of all Americans in a national sample don't think the Washington Redskins name should be changed. All right, so 90% of Native Americans, at least in 2003, didn't think the name should be changed. I'm sorry, 2004. And in April of 2013, 80% of all Americans say, no, it's fine. Deal with it. I could agree with that. There's no need to change the name. Ladies and gentlemen, Christopher Esposito has walked in. Give him a moment to sit down, and he'll be right with us.
Hello.
So, to go on with the statement, we at the Redskins respect everyone, but like devoted fans of the Atlanta Braves, Cleveland Indians, and Chicago Blackhawks from President Obama's hometown, we love our team and its name. Like those fans, we do not intend to disparage or disrespect a racial or ethnic group. The name Washington Redskins is an 81-year-old name. It's our history and legacy and tradition. We Redskins fans sing Hail to the Redskins every Sunday as a word of honor and not disparagement. Now, that's their fight song. Anybody who's kind of new to football, every team way back when had a fight song. Jeff Jacob is chiming in the chat room. It's not offensive. Much agreed, Jeff. Much agreed. So what I did was I pulled up the lyrics to the Washington Redskins. Now, let's keep in mind, Washington Redskins, they have been around for 81 years, and the original song was written in 1937 or 38, and it premiered in April of 1938.
Right.
So, I pulled up the lyrics, and also the Washington Redskins were formerly the Boston Braves. So there is a reference to that in the original lyrics to the song, which I'm just going to read for you right now. I'm not going to sing it because, frankly, my singing voice, not that great.
Why not?
Well, you know, I mean, it's not like Joe, who...
Oh, yeah. Right.
If you listen to Ham Radio on Tuesday, you'll get a treat.
Speaking of, I'll be back on Ham Radio this week.
Fantastic. Very nice. So it goes, Hail to the Redskins, hail victory. Braves on the warpath, fight for old D.C. Scalp 'em, swamp 'em. We'll take 'em big score. Read 'em, weep 'em, touchdown. We want heap more. Fight on till you have won. Sons of Washington, rah, rah, rah. So they that was actually the lyrics from 1962 to 1980. That wasn't even the original lyrics. Apparently, the original lyrics couldn't be found.
Wow.
So, but they've changed it since.
What's the matter, Joe? You're laughing over there.
Well, that's like the lost Beatle tapes. You know?
I don't think Paul and Ringo singing that, though. I don't know.
Eddie Murphy's the fifth member of the Washington Redskins.
So, the updated version, which they've changed. Now, keep in mind where I said read 'em, weep 'em. It's not EM, it's UM. Kind of like
wampum.
Right. Kind of mocking a little bit the Native American way they spoke.
I wouldn't say so much mocking.
Okay.
I think it's a nod. A nod to
okay.
that's the that they used. So,
all right, fair enough. I'm not going to get an argument there. So the new lyrics, hail to the Redskins, hail victory, Braves on the warpath, fight for old DC. Runner pass and score, we want a lot more. Beat 'em, swap 'em, touchdown, let the points soar. Fight on till you have won. Sons of Washington, rah, rah, rah. Then it goes back to hail to the Redskins, hail victory. Braves on the warpath, fight for old DC. Now, apparently what some people are finding somewhat offensive in this iteration of the song is the fact that this has Braves on the warpath. But the argument that's being made is that the line, Braves on the warpath, is a nod to their roots as the Boston Braves.
Right. I find nothing wrong with this.
I don't find anything wrong with it either.
Listen, like you just said in that article, what website was that article on?
Hold on a second. I'll pull it
just
up.
Just so we can give a little nod.
That was from the Washington Post, and that was written by Mike Jones.
Perfect. Okay. So I can understand certain aspects of this. I could see if the team name was something so overly offensive that it was just so over the top that how could you even, like, there was a team back in the Negro Leagues in baseball that was the New York Black Yankees.
Right.
There was also a team called the Crackers.
Right.
I could understand in this day and age and everything being PC how that could be offensive.
Sure.
It's not. They were Redskins.
Right.
That's it. That's
and
it.
They were called Redskins because there was no sunblock back then, so basically the color
red.
Of their skin was red because of the sunburn.
I find nothing wrong with the name. Listen, there have been some gem names in the past. I think we actually touched on it on another show that we used to do, some of the funny names of teams. Taking away the Redskins that have been an institution in the NFL for so long damages the game.
Okay.
Damages the game almost as bad as some of these travesty uniforms that are out there now.
Ugh.
Okay? Jaguars is number one, first and foremost. The Jaguars have gone through more changes in wardrobe over the last decade.
They're going to be changing location, too.
It's like an Oscars party. My thing is there's no... The Redskins aren't the Redskins if they're not the Washington Redskins. And that
right.
may sound redundant, like, you know, Redskinception, but it's if you change their name to the Washington Skins, to the Washington Mohicans, like, what are you going to do with that?
Right.
You can't be the Capitals. You can't be the Eagles. There's already an Eagle team.
Right.
They've been so much a part of the NFL for so long. Taking away that name, honestly, would damage my thought process as an NFL fan.
Do the Senators still exist?
The Washington Senators were a baseball team. They're now the Nationals.
Yeah.
You could do the Senators, but still, it's not the same.
No.
We have a friend of the show, Kira, who's also a friend of Ham Radio, and she is 1/16th Cherokee Indian
or something along those lines. I don't remember the exact percentage.
Personally speaking, I've spoken to her about this, and she would feel offended if they changed the name.
Really?
Why don't you take a poll of the Native Americans that are in the world and see if that are football fans?
Well, the last one that was quoted was in 2003, where it was 90% of Native Americans polled had no issue with the name.
Exactly. We've seen the St. John's Redmen, which I think is more offensive than the Redskins.
Right.
Change the name to the Red Storm. And to a lesser extent, I don't know why, Syracuse Orange Men changed the name to the Syracuse Orange. If you change this name to the Washington Skins, I want to be the Potato Skins.
All right. They're not from Iowa, right?
It doesn't matter,
Idaho,
but
I mean,
that's just it. It makes no sense. Right. It makes no sense unless you keep the name and the purity that is the Washington Redskins. Think of all the history that's there. John Riggins and Joe Theismann, the Hogs for the offensive line.
Sure.
Art Monk, okay? You had just an amazing lineage of players that were there, and that it's just, listen, I don't want to stay too much longer. We got to talk about, I'm late. I have Josh Freeman disease.
Okay.
We have week four to recap. We have week five to look forward to. We have pros versus Joes and fantasy. We have so much going on tattoos and touchdowns.
Big day, big day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, we finished week four. So, all right, we're going to skip that. We'll come back to it later if we have a little bit of time. We're going to go into last week's games. We're not going to cover everyone like we normally do. We're just going to kind of touch on some because we do have more to talk about.
Actually, I'm sorry to cut you off. Jeff brought up a very good point. It's like replacing the lead singer of a band. He says Bret Michaels of Poison, never the same. Listen, I'm a Poison fan too, Jeff. Okay? Me and you are fallen angels. But I'm awful. I agree with that to a certain extent, but it's right up there. It's right up there.
All right. I think it's a little bit more of an issue with the team because the team's generally around a lot longer than a rock band would be.
Very true. Unless you're the Rolling Stones.
Well, this is true. All right. So, covering the week four scores, we're going to go into the Arizona Cardinals, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Cardinals beat out Tampa Bay 13-10.
Cardinals beat out Tampa 13-10, and Joe wins that game by himself on the pros versus Joe.
Yeah. I'm the guy. I'm the guy.
Yeah. Carson Palmer actually had a decent game, 21 of 38 for 248 yards, a touchdown and two interceptions. Mike Glennon of the Buccaneers, 24 of 43, 193 yards, a touchdown and two interceptions. Would Josh Freeman have done better?
No.
No, I don't think so.
No, the Josh Freeman thing is just horrendous. And if Will touched on it before,
I just mentioned it quickly.
When Jacksonville doesn't even want you, and I hate to keep bringing them up, but they really are the laughing stock of the league. Them in Pittsburgh.
Right, and the Giants.
And the Giants and Tampa, they're all 0-4. When you're the laughing stock of the league and they don't even want you, you have to look at yourself. And I just don't want to see him go along the lines of the Vince Young fiasco.
Right.
But at the end of the show, if we have time, we'll touch on that also.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Buffalo Bills edged out the Baltimore Ravens 23-20. What about that, huh?
It was an upset week, man.
Yeah.
It was a total upset week. Good for Buffalo as we touch on the Week 5 game because they played the Thursday night game.
Right.
A little bit of a heartbreak for them.
And E.J. Manuel was atrocious. 10 of 22 for 167 yards.
That defense came to play, and Buffalo's defense has shown a lot this season so far.
And that shows in the numbers where Joe Flacco was 25 of 50 for two touchdowns and, count them, five interceptions.
Yeah, and
that's not Joe Flacco.
No, and I played him last week against you. So
yes, you did.
Yeah, I'm dead last in the power rankings. But you know what? I'm still alive in the suicide pool, so suck it, everybody. I really don't care.
Oh, and by the way, you owe me $10 now.
I know I do.
All right.
Wait. I got it. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, buddy, shaking your hands here.
Woo-hoo. Here's the 10.
I thought you might want to go double nothing this week too, but I guess with the track.
No, by that point, I'm going to be able to fund Logan and Alexis College.
Nothing else really stands out except for Torrey Smith for 5 receptions, 166 yards, and a touchdown.
And it's funny because we were talking about that he hasn't shown the onus to be the number one wide receiver yet, but he stepped up last week.
Yeah, he did.
He really did.
Stepped up.
Marlon Brown is having a big season for them.
Yes.
Good fantasy pickup.
Marlon Brown, I'm just trying to
I can number. Tell you who to pick up. I just can't draft a team to save my life in this league.
Right.
I should have made it a 12-team league. I would have been doing perfectly fine. All the guys I wanted went when there was nobody there. Terrific.
Marlon Brown this past week, 4 of 34 for with one touchdown. So not a bad week for Marlon Brown. The Ohio Bowl, Cleveland Browns, 17. Cincinnati Bengals, 6. What happened?
Andy Dalton can't beat mediocre teams with quarterbacks. He can only beat Super Bowl teams. Yeah, exactly. And I'm surprised at the Cleveland Browns. It's kind of like when in MLB when they fire a coach and everybody rallies around, the team rallies around
right,
the new
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yeah.
As we see going into week five, it continued, but they suffered a major injury as well.
Yes.
Hey, Cleveland Brown fans, you're in first place.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. You're in first place. It's bizarro NFL. You're in first place, and the Giants are 0-4. It makes no sense.
Andy Dalton, 23 of 42 for 206 yards and an interception, no touchdowns. Brian Hoyer, 25 of 38 for 269 yards and two TDs, no interceptions. No other numbers really stand out except for Jordan Cameron, 10 receptions for 91 yards and a touchdown. And Chris Ogbayana, 5 receptions for 21 yards and a touchdown. And he really didn't do anything in the running game. But we will get into Brian Hoyer once we cover the Thursday games, which will be at the end of all this. Seattle Seahawks edged out the Houston Texans 23-10. They were down, what was it, 20-3 at
20
one point?
20-3 at the half. I can go on record now and saying one of my Super Bowl picks, because that was my Super Bowl.
Right.
Seahawks and Texans. I hope it's like that. I hope the Super Bowl in Giants State MetLife is going to be great like that. But I can honestly say that the Texans look horrendous. The offense was clicking on all cylinders, dropped 20 points on a stout defense in one quarter, and then vanish? No. No bueno.
Absolutely not. And the defense, I mean, you stood up for a half, and then all of a sudden you collapsed.
Yeah.
Matt Schaub, 31 of 49, 355 yards, two TDs and two INTs. Russell Wilson, 12 of 23 for 123 yards. No touchdowns and an interception.
Russell Wilson's numbers never shock, never like wow you.
Right.
He's just consistent. He hardly throws any interceptions, and he runs the ball better.
Surprisingly enough, he ran the ball 10 times for 77 yards.
There you go. 7.5 yards a carry. Perfect.
Marshawn Lynch, 17 of 98, 17 rushes for 98 yards and a touchdown. Receiving numbers, the only one who had a really outstanding day, and not even outstanding, it's more pedestrian for him, is Andre Johnson, 9 grabs for 110 yards. Owen Daniels, 6 grabs for 72 yards, neither one had a touchdown. Arian Foster and Garrett Graham each had 69 yards receiving and a touchdown. And the running stats were pretty much just Arian Foster, 27 attempts, 102 yards. Nothing really to talk about there. All right, as we move on, the Detroit Lions beat out the Bears 40-32. Detroit Lions came to play.
Reggie Bush came to play. Bush came
Where did
back.
He come from?
Reggie Bush is now slowly becoming an every down back. And this is the best scenario for him.
And he
him.
Shouldn't be at this point in his career.
No, but this is the best situation for him. He's gotten better. He's like a fine one. He's gotten better with age. And this, there's more options for him. They line him out in the slot. They could put him in the backfield. They can. He's got a lot more options here with Matthew Stafford, and it's a good fit for him.
Matthew Stafford, 23 of 35, 242 yards, touchdown and interception. Jay Cutler, 27 of 47, 317 yards, two TDs, three INTs. Rushing stats, Matt Forte, 14 attempts, 95 yards and a touchdown. Heading over to the Lions, Reggie Bush, 18 rushes, 139 yards and a touchdown. Matthew Stafford even ran for a touchdown in this game. Receiving stats, biggest for the Bears was Alshon Jeffrey, 5 grabs for 107 yards and a touchdown. Martellus Bennett, last year's tight end on the New York Giants, 8 receptions for 90 yards. And the Detroit Lions, very pedestrian numbers. Calvin Johnson had the only touchdown, but he also only had 4 grabs for 44 yards.
Shocking to say that it was a good running day for the Lions.
Yeah, yeah.
You haven't heard
that. It's also kind of shocking to say that they're 3-1.
Yeah, they're in first place. They're tied for first right now.
Yeah.
Going into very hostile Lambeau Field coming off a bye.
Ooh, yeah. The Indianapolis Colts beat up on the Jacksonville Jaguars. There's a shock, 37-3.
I lost that game. I'm so depressed.
Well, I mean, Andrew Luck, 22 of 36, 260 yards, 2 touchdowns and an interception. Matt Hasselbeck actually came into this game for a series. He was 2 of 3 for 37 yards. Blaine Gabbert of the Jaguars, 17 of 32, 179 yards, three interceptions. No real big rushing stats. Maurice Jones-Drew, 13 attempts for 23 yards.
It's a product of the offensive line. The MJ, you can't go by these MJD numbers, because if you put him on any other team in the NFL, you put him on the Giants, he'd rush for 100 yards a game. I'm sorry, as bad as the Giants' offensive line is. It just goes to show how terrible this Jacksonville team is. And when you're playing from behind, you've only scored 38 points all season.
Right.
There's no time to run.
Trent Richardson, 20 rushes for 60 yards and a touchdown. Receiving stats, Reggie Wayne still doing it. 100 yards receiving and a touchdown. Kobe Fleener, 5 grabs for 77 yards and a touchdown. Heading down to the Jaguars. Cecil Shorts was the leading receiver, 7 grabs for 61 yards. You almost got to feel bad for the Jaguars. They're just that atrocious right now.
I'm going to feel bad for them after this week, because I'm picking against them again in the suicide pool.
All right, then.
Other than that, yeah, it's terrible.
Kansas City Chiefs, 31. New York Giants, 7. I don't even know what to say anymore. I have no idea what to say anymore. This wasn't even terrible play by Eli Manning. He's still not on the page, same page as his receivers.
Right.
Victor Cruz had a day, 10 grabs, 164 yards, and a touchdown. Hakeem Nicks, 3 grabs of 33 yards. Now, you had sat there and said when Victor Cruz signed this contract that money should have gone to Hakeem Nicks. Hakeem Nicks is doing nothing right now to show that he deserves that money. He's not running the correct routes. He's not finding the open space. And he's injury prone, so...
I agree.
He's not making a case for himself.
I agree, and I was just they were in my throat, getting ready to say it. I'm okay when I eat crow. I'm okay when I've been shown that someone deserves. I still don't think anybody in the NFL is worth that money in a short period of time.
Right.
Forget about the name of Victor Cruz and what team he plays for. That wasn't even my issue in the first place.
Right.
Hakeem Nicks looks horrendous. Victor Cruz has stepped on throats and become that number one. I don't like the fact... Well, actually, I do like the fact that at the end of the Salsa Dance, he also adds the Rock Nation sports agency. Well, Hove. I don't know. I wish the Giants had something more to hold on to, and I really thought they were going to upset the Chiefs last week. Shame on me.
Giants. The only people Giants are upsetting is themselves. Eli Manning, 18 to 37, 217 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 INT. Alex Smith, 24 of 41, 288 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Receiving stats, besides Victor Cruz, it was very pedestrian for the Giants. I mean, I won't even say pedestrian. It was non-existent. Kansas City Chiefs, nobody really had a standout day. Sean McGrath, Jamal Charles, and Dwayne Bowe each had a touchdown.
Yeah, and I sat Dwayne Bowe last week.
Yes.
Yay.
Thank you.
No problem.
Appreciate that.
It's like I'm giving out charity in a football league.
Ridiculous. Minnesota Vikings edged out the Pittsburgh Steelers in London, 34-27. Let's see. Matt Castle. Oh, sorry, Jeff. I benched Cruz on your advice. Well, listen.
Don't you realize everybody that he's telling to bench does great and he's 4-0? Fucking conspiracy.
I wasn't playing him, so it didn't matter.
I know.
But let's be honest. You know, with the way the Giants were playing, it was an easy choice not to start him. I mean, hey, surprises happen.
Kansas City has a great secondary also. It was pick your poison on that. I honestly thought that Victor Cruz would have a weak day where Hakeem Nicks or Ruben Randall would step up, and it just so happened that Victor Cruz is making defensive backs look famous right now.
Right.
So, even 0-4.
So, Ben Roethlisberger, 36 of 51, 383 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 pick. Matt Castle, 16 of 25, 248 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. Adrian Peterson, just doing what he does.
Yeah, man.
23 rushes, 140 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
Oh, it took the Vikings to go to foggy London Town to get their first win.
Yeah. Le'Veon Bell stepped up this week, 6 rushes, 57 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Good for Le'Veon Bell just to shut Roethlisberger up. I know they lost. But that whole fiasco of I don't know if he's ready to play. You haven't had this production from 5 running backs yet this season.
Right. Do you think that Le'Veon Bell sat there and said, yeah, look what I can do, because he got called out? And do you think if he doesn't get called out, he puts up the same numbers?
I think he did it just to shut Roethlisberger up as a look what I can do. But I also think
look
that
what I can do.
Exactly. But regardless of the fact, I think he still would have done it. He's a great running back. Michigan State alum. I like the upside for him.
He was a good college running back. He has to prove himself in the NFL.
The way the NFL is going, it's slowly becoming the NCAA. So I'm okay with it. He's now the new prototype. He's got a Reggie Bush build.
Okay. All right. Receiving, Jericho Cotchery, 5 grabs, 103 yards, and a touchdown.
Of course, former Jet.
Yep. Antonio Brown was the next best with 12 grabs at 88 yards. Going down to the Vikings, Jerome Simpson, 7 grabs, 124 yards. Greg Jennings, 3 grabs, 92 yards, 2 touchdowns. Big day for Greg Jennings,
yeah,
finally.
I feel bad. Phil actually sent me a message during the week, said, should I drop Jerome Simpson? I said yes, but it wasn't in this league. It was in another league.
Right.
Sorry, Phil.
It happens. So, all right. We are actually at the 10:30 mark.
And Dustin's in the chat room now.
Hey, Dustin, welcome. Good morning. All right, so we got a few more games to cover, but we will go to those shortly. First, we're going to take a break. You are listening to Tattoos and Touchdowns on morelikeradio.com, and we will be back after this.
Join Marianne and Kitty on Daytime Divas, where Marianne's milkshake brings all the creepers to the yard. And their life is better than yours, damn right. It's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. Daytime Divas, Thursdays at 8 a.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Tattoos and Touchdowns.
Bless Sunny Show!
Mark out radio with Big T and Dark Fox.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
The No Name Show.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Lust and Love Radio.
Ham Radio.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
Three speakers with Lance and Kyle.
Yay.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
It's the Red Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
Welcome to the Gentleman Show.
Welcome back to the Ellis and Albert Show.
This is the Fifth Circle.
Radio Meltdown.
Ensue Radio.
The Nerd Hour.
All right, you're checking out the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio.
More Like Radio!
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
Tattoos and Touchdowns, we're back. What did I just pull up here? That's not the right thing. Go away. I just completely lost everything. Nope, there it is.
That's okay. Well, we're doing week 4 recap. It's not FM, it's not XM, it's More Like Radio. week five in the NFL as we do our little week four recap. Will, pick us up where we left off.
All right. We finished up in Minnesota-Pittsburgh, so we'll go right into Tennessee Titans over the New York Jets, 38-13. I kind of expected the Titans to win, but I didn't expect it to be that bad.
With butt fumble 2.0 happening in that game, fantastic.
Why was he trying to go around the back?
I don't know, dude. He's a rookie. Leave him alone. Leave my Jets alone. We have two more wins than your team. Stop it.
I get that, and I give them credit for it, but sweet Christ.
Yeah, no, it was terrible. But that's just it. I give him credit for thinking on his feet, but I chastise him for what he did.
You made Jake Locker look good.
Jake Locker has looked great this season, even though he's out now for about 6 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
In that game, Mo Wilkerson and Quentin Copes actually got fined for the hit. They kind of went low high on him.
You know what, though?
Mo Wilk should have got the brunt of the fine. He went low. Like, he went right for the knees. Against the quarterback, there's a certain area you could hit. It's you know, the shoulders to the chest. Don't go that low. There's no reason for it. And Quentin Copes just came in and finished off the job. Mm. I don't knock them for their aggression, but you got to realize what NFL you're playing in now.
Yeah, I don't think the hit was really as bad as they're making it out to be.
No, but any time a quarterback is going to get carried out on a cart, you're going to face a fine.
Ridiculous.
If it was what happened to, what's his name? Jerk off. Tom Brady. When he shattered his knee in a preseason game. If that would have happened, forget it. Guy would have had like a lifetime suspension because Tom Brady's the face of everything.
The NFL, yeah. Geno Smith, 23 of 34, 289 yards, a touchdown and two interceptions. Now, this is what the problem I have with the Jets. Jake Locker, 18 of 24, 149 yards, three touchdowns. Then Ryan Fitzpatrick comes in, three of eight for 108 yards and a touchdown.
That's about 35 yards a pass. Sounds about right for the Jets secondary.
Average was 13.5. I don't understand how that works.
Yeah, neither do I.
That doesn't make sense. But whatever. Bilal Powell was the big rusher. 14 attempts for 66 yards for the Jets. Jackie Battle, the big rusher for the Titans, 11 for 42. Receiving stats, really, Kellen Winslow, 6 grabs, 73 yards. Jeff Cumberland was the man with the touchdown for the Jets. 34-yard touchdown, because that's all he had. And for the Titans, Nate Washington, 4 grabs for 104 yards, 2 touchdowns. Delanie Walker, 3 of 14 for a touchdown. Justin Hunter, 1 grab of 16 for a touchdown. All right. So, let's go over to the Denver Broncos annihilated the Philadelphia Eagles 52-20.
Denver Broncos were my pick in the suicide pool last week. Everybody thought I was crazy because they thought Philly could hang and possibly pull the upset. Poo-poo to you.
Things got so bad they sent Brock Osweiler in.
Yeah, that's actually... It helped me in our game in the TNT Bowl for fantasy. Not that it helped me much, but in my other league, it hurt me because I have Peyton.
Right.
And because they sat him, I wound up losing by like 2 points.
Oh.
If Peyton, because he had Drew Brees, so if Peyton throws one more pass, I would have won.
Right,
unbelievable. But right. It was Denver is the real deal, and Peyton Manning is making a mockery of the new offensive rules to keep the game more pass friendly.
Absolutely,
16 touchdowns, no interceptions in 4 weeks, most points scored in the first 4 weeks in NFL history. Tied for the most touchdowns in NFL history by a quarterback after the first 4 weeks.
Yep.
He's making the league look retarded.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And he can do it. He's got the talent around him to make it happen. I mean, 28 of 34, 327 yards, which is an average day for him. 4 touchdowns. Brock Osweiler came in, had 2 passes for 10 yards.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Way to go, scamp.
Hey, whatever. It's garbage time. Michael Vick, 14 of 27, 248 yards. No touchdowns, no interceptions. Nick Foles. Had 3 passes for 4 yards, 49 yards, and the lone touchdown. Rushing stats, LeSean McCoy, Shady ran 16 times for 73 yards. Chris Polk had the only touchdown for them.
And you want to talk about holding my breath because Shady went out in the second quarter.
Oh.
And I was like, no, no, he's on one team. I have Shady and Manning,
right?
So I'm and Demaryius Thomas. So I'm like, please, no, no. What are you doing?
Somebody help!
And he, lo and behold, he came back. Bryce Brown actually ran pretty well last week, also.
8 rushes for 19 yards.
Considering that he the whole beginning of the year in the first three games he only had 3 yards,
right?
It was better for him.
No, Sean Moreno ran big for the Broncos. 12 rushes, 78 yards and a touchdown. Heading over to the receiving stats, Jeff Mail for the Eagles. I know, I said it too. Who? Ooh. 2 grabs, 43 yards and a touchdown. Brent Celek, 3 grabs, 57 yards. Everybody else was very pedestrian. Now this isn't a Peyton Manning receiving stats. All right, he spreads it around to everybody. Demaryius Thomas, 9 grabs, 86 yards, 2 touchdowns. Wes Welker, 7 grabs, 76 yards, 2 touchdowns. Eric Decker, 5 grabs, 88 yards, no touchdowns.
I was right on one aspect with Decker. He didn't have a touchdown, but he did have 88 yards.
Right. You know, and that's just him spreading around the ball. He spreads it around so equally, it's surprising sometimes.
He's playing...
It's like he knows.
It's like you know. He's playing pro football at a Pop Warner level right now. Like, he could do whatever he wants.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's got Madden numbers.
Yeah, yeah. Washington Redskins beat up on the Raiders 24-14. Anything you really want to talk about there?
Yeah. Matt Flynn can't quarterback a team.
And surprisingly enough, when I play Madden, Matt Flynn's better than Terrell Pryor.
That's why it's a video game. Matt Flynn shows that one game that he had with Green Bay, his product of the offense, it was a fluke. And every other team that passed on him so far has been right to do so. And Oakland cannot wait to get Terrell Pryor back. That's why they were looking at Josh Freeman as soon as he was released.
Well, Matt Flynn, 21 of 32 for 227 yards, and RG3, 18 of 31 for 227 yards. I mean, the numbers aren't bad, but you know what? It doesn't matter.
Terrell
you can put Peyton Manning on Oakland right now, and they'd still be bad.
Yeah, Terrell Pryor gives you a better chance to win. That dual threat
of more mobile too.
Exactly, the dual threat of running out of the backfield is major for an NFL quarterback now, unless you're Peyton Manning.
Right. Chargers beat the Cowboys 30-21. Nothing really exciting there, right?
No.
Atlanta Falcons lose to the Patriots 30-23. Patriots still 4-0. And to round out the Monday night game for Week 4 was the New Orleans Saints beating up on the Miami Dolphins 38-17.
Yeah, I was actually disappointed about that game. I was in a hotel in D.C. on my last week of travel, thank goodness. And I got all settled in. I had the Pittsburgh Pirates on one channel, flipping back between that and the Monday night game. And the Monday night game was just laid an egg.
Yeah, no, nothing really overly impressive except for Drew Brees, 30 of 39, 413 yards, 4 touchdowns. Ryan Tannehill, 22 of 35, 249 yards, 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions. Rushing stats, I mean, Lamar Miller was the big rusher, 11 attempts, 62 yards and a touchdown. Darren Sproles was the big rusher for the Saints, 4 rushes for 28 yards and a touchdown. Receiving stats, Charles Clay was... 6 of 46 grabs, 42 yards and a touchdown. Heading down to the New Orleans Saints, Ben Watson 1 grab for 4 yards and a touchdown. Jimmy Graham 4 grabs, 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. Darren Sproles 7 grabs, 114 yards and a touchdown.
Jimmy Graham, Jimmy Graham is the class man among boys, with Jordan Cameron being taking up the second place position for tight ends.
Absolutely. And we'll go into this past Thursday night's game, the Cleveland Browns versus the Buffalo Bills, also known as the Busted Knee Bowl.
Oh, my God.
Wow. What was going on there?
The MCL Bowl.
The MCL Bowl.
within the first 15 minutes of the game. Now, I'm on a train coming from D.C. to New York during that game, so I was actually watching the updates on Wi-Fi on my iPad.
Right.
And... my wife in the radio show league said, I need to pick up a quarterback. I don't have one. Everybody's either hurt or on a bye. I said, all right, well, take Brian Hoyer. He's going to start. And within the first 5 minutes, he gets carted off with a complete and total MCL tear. And he's done for the year. So Brandon Whedon is now back in. Whedon was decent.
Yeah. He wasn't bad at all. Why
I'm actually going to pull up the stats now.
My screen just went blank for a second. Whedon, okay. 13 of 24, 197 yards and a touchdown. Brian Hoyer, 2 of 4 for 25 yards before he got the ouchie.
And E.J. Manuel went out on a scramble. It was a broken play. He starts to run to the sideline, and he gets hit in the knee, and he's got an MCL sprain, and he's going to be out for about 6 weeks.
Yeah. Yep. And he was 11 of 20 for 129 yards. Jeff Toole came in. He was 8 of 20 for 80 yards and an interception. I mean, you look at the rushing and the passing receiving stats, and, I mean, there was just nothing stand out in this game at all.
Which is surprising for a 37-24 game. I mean, when you drop 61 points and nothing's outstanding. Freddie Jackson had a decent game.
17 rushes, 53 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
There's 2 of your touchdowns for Buffalo. But this is where the Buffalo defense didn't show up. They've been playing well.
Right.
I don't know what happened. Cleveland, like I said, 3-2 in first place. How did Willis McGahee do this week for them?
26 rushes, 72 yards, 1 touchdown. So that's not bad.
No, not at all.
I mean, his average was off. It's like 2.8 yards a carry. But
because he carried the ball 26 times. That's a workhorse.
Yeah.
It's a workhorse.
Which is what he used to be, but he's not anymore.
Exactly. He's up there. He's a dinosaur, according to NFL standards.
He's 31 years old.
A dinosaur, according to NFL standards. Absolutely. He's my age, and I could never play in the NFL. So the way I see it is, the recipe for success: trade your franchise running back, bench your rookie quarterback from last year, look to shop around 5 other guys on your team, win 3 in a row. It works for Believeland.
Believeland, I love it. I love it. All right, so we are going to take a quick early break. When we come back, we're going to start previewing this week's games for you guys.
Really quick, pros versus Joes last week. Joe and I were 3-2. Will was 2-3.
Thank you, folks. Thank you very much.
Will is still in first, sitting at 13-7. Joe and I are only 3 games back at 10-10.
You're not going to catch up to me.
Shut up.
don't be so confident.
Seriously.
Somebody has to be.
Fucking Leon Lett right before the end zone. Here comes Joe's Don Beebe.
Oh, Jesus. God help us all.
I don't know why I picked the Jaguars last week. How did that happen?
Well, you know, Joe, we all can't be perfect.
No. Like you, I know.
I am far from it.
Well, you know what? He's had 1 week of perfection.
Yes. That's
we'll be right back after this. Tattoos and Touchdowns, More Like Radio.
High Society Radio is now part of MoreLikeRadio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Who are you joining there?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Right. Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
The Cousin Joe Show.
And I'm sitting in the chair. He did the barber cock touch.
What the fuck?
This is what it is.
Dude, where are you going to get your hair cut?
Listen to me.
Where are you going?
See how I'm sitting right now?
Yeah, I do.
Where are my elbows?
Outside the...
They always go around the side and where the fucking the height of my elbow is always their dick. He reaches in and his cock touches my elbow. And the thing is, like, I can't immediately jerk away because that looks like...
You know you touched it.
Right, I'm acknowledging a cock touch. So instead, I just leave it there and let him rub his dick on my elbow.
Dude, ew. Did he go back and forth?
That's when you could tell.
Did he go back and forth ever, like, fast?
Not fast. I wonder if guys do play games or get the barber hard, kind of wiggle their elbow.
Nobody does that, Joe.
Well, weird faggots. Who knows?
You're fucking weird.
What are you saying?
Tune in to The Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio, Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, it's your boy, the impact player, Mr. Philly Raya.
And of course, your host with the most, Big JP.
And we are
the Mad Cave Radio Show.
Listen, check out our boys, the Sully Show, every Sunday from noon to 2, exclusively on
morelikeradio.com.
That's right. Check them out,
bitches.
You'll love them.
I bet you will.
Yep.
Tattoos and Touchdowns, morelikeradio.com.
What is this delightfulness that you have on?
This is that 3 Days Grace riot.
Nice.
Let's start a riot.
And that's why he didn't sing before.
Exactly. No, I mean, I'm not tone deaf. I just
Tattoos
sound like
and Touchdowns, 300 shows in Vegas. We're opening for Barry Manilow now, apparently.
Nice. Chicks love Barry.
Yeah, they do.
We'll get the residual tail.
He has a big nose.
Yeah, who cares?
All right, so week 5. We have a few undefeated teams still available. We have the New England Patriots. We have Seattle Seahawks. Kansas City Chiefs. Unbelievable. New Orleans Saints. And the Denver Broncos. Some key matchups this week. And I made the pros versus Joes just a little bit more difficult this week.
Uh-oh.
So what I'm going to do is what I like to do while we go over the shows. Go over the games. The shows, I'm sorry. Is also give you the spreads. So, is there any game this week, as I pull this up, Will, that you're really looking forward to?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm not looking forward to is a Giants game. But, I'm really kind of interested to see the Patriots and the Bengals.
Okay, well, that's the first game that we have up on the list, according to NFL.com.
Okay.
Patriots are traveling to Cincinnati. New England is giving a point to Cincinnati. This is not a pros versus Joe game. Like I said before, Andy Dalton only beats Super Bowl caliber quarterbacks. I got Cincinnati in this game.
You know what? I could absolutely see Cincinnati doing it too, man. I mean, it's a 1-point spread. It's going to be
it's a pick 'em.
Yeah, as we say. There are a lot of pretty close spreads this week. But, yeah, I mean, I gotta go with Cincinnati. I think they're going to be... They got something to prove after losing to the Browns last week.
Yeah, it's my pseudo, quote-unquote, upset of the week. Green Bay, again, not a pros versus Joe game. Why am I not picking any Green Bay games this year, Joe?
Because they're a bunch of fags.
Okay, that's why.
Everybody knows this. This is an established fact in the industry.
It's a 2-hour show. Joe talks for about 15 minutes. Yes. And it's always Green Bay Packer hate.
Yes.
And really shitty Green Bay Packer jokes. Green Bay at home, 7.5-point favorites against the Detroit Lions, the 3-1 Detroit Lions. I think Green Bay blows them out big time this game.
Really?
I think Aaron Rodgers has like a 450-yard passing day.
I don't know if it's going to be a blowout, man. I mean, I think the Detroit Lions running game is better than the Bengals running game, and the Bengals did really well against them.
Very true.
I'm going to go with the Lions. I think the Lions are going to keep it close. I don't know that the Lions win, but I don't think Green Bay covers the spread.
Okay, fair enough. So next game up is a pros versus Joe game. It's our first pros versus Joe game.
Very good, very good.
The 4-0 Seattle Seahawks on the road, a 3-point favorite, but again, pros versus Joe, no spread, against the 3-1 Indianapolis Colts. I'm going Indianapolis at home to give the Seahawks their first loss of the season.
You know, I have to agree with you because...
Shit.
No, because you got to lose sometime. You cannot go... Well, the Dolphins did it in the 80s, but, you know...
72.
72.
Yeah, 72, that was right, yeah. Wow. It's a long time. All time has sort of merged in my head right now. But
everything,
yeah,
from 68 to 84 was a blur to Joe.
That's true.
I get pot-induced blur.
Flashbacks every now and then. Did they win the Super Bowl that year?
Yes, they certainly did. They're the only team to ever go undefeated and win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was great. That was terrific. I know, but that is a blur to me. But anyway, first defeat, they're out.
I'm thinking differently. I don't think the Seahawks lose this one.
Okay.
I don't think this is the first week to lose. I think Seahawks pull this one out.
This is important to me because what I have to do is I have to kind of start to pick and choose what games I'm going to go different from Will on to sort of make that one or two games up per week to get back into it.
Absolutely.
It's just like Major League Baseball. You got to chip away to get back into the playoffs. So, all right. So that's the first game that we're different on. I have a feeling it's going to be like that this week. We have the Ravens and the Dolphins. The Ravens are traveling to Miami. Miami is 2.5-point favorite against Baltimore. I'm going to take Baltimore just because of that horrendous showing against New Orleans last week. A less than stellar New Orleans defense.
Oh, you are so wrong.
Well, this isn't a pros versus Joe game, so don't worry.
Oh.
As I point over to you.
I wanted this game.
Well, why do you think I'm wrong, Joe? Go ahead, tell me.
Well, no, the Dolphins are definitely their hottest firecrackers, and they're going to win.
And they lost by 20 points last week.
Well, that's this week.
Oh.
Yeah. I still think that, I mean, I think Joe Flacco was embarrassed. 5 interceptions last week. I think this week he's going to step up his game. He's got something to prove this week. So
he ate too many Mighty Wings. What a terrible commercial. That commercial has got, I mean, they're trying to do the whole Bird and, Magic and Jordan or Jordan and Bird
Jordan
commercial.
Jordan Bird.
What a hurry. We're going to hit the upright. No one throws a football to the upright.
No.
Jerk-offs?
I don't care. I really don't care how accurate you are throwing at an inanimate object. Hit a man in motion. That's all I want to say.
That isn't Torrey Smith, that you didn't just throw up and pray. Stupid. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Such hostility.
Yeah, I know. Game of the week in my eyes, second game of the week behind the Seahawks and Colts. Could also be another Super Bowl preview with that one. We have the Saints and the Bears. Saints traveling to Chicago. New Orleans is 1.5-point favorite against Chicago. I think New Orleans keeps rolling. This is not a pros versus Joe game. So, yeah, I think New Orleans keeps it rolling.
Yeah, I have some issues with the Chicago defense, and I think that the New Orleans offense is just that much better than the Bears, so I'm going to go with New Orleans on this one.
Am I the only one that really wants a New Orleans and Denver Super Bowl to have like 1,000 points put up in one game? That's when you kind of hope for the weather and hope that it's 3 degrees out with a foot of snow. Just to kind of balance it all out.
Well, it would give a huge advantage to Peyton Manning at that point.
Yeah, he has a better running game. Eagles going to MetLife. 1-3, plays 0-4.
Eagles,
horrendous. Giants are 1.5-point favorite. I'm going to, listen, clock is right at least two times. Broke clock is right at least 2 times a day. I'm taking the Giants in this game. Why the hell not?
I can't get behind what the Giants are selling right now, man. It's hard for me, so I unfortunately, I still root for my Giants every week. Anybody who thinks differently, you are 100% incorrect. I root for my Giants every week.
And if you read Will's Facebook during those games, you'd know he really roots for them because he usually chastises them within 3 seconds. He's a fan. He can't do anything about it.
That's right. I'm still picking Philly.
Okay. The pros versus Joe game number 2. Kansas City Chiefs on the road against the Tennessee Titans. Kansas City is a 3-point favorite. Kansas City is undefeated at 4-0. Tennessee is 3-1. Joe, start us off. Who do you have?
I love the Indians.
So he's going with the Chiefs.
Well, they could be Fire Chiefs too, right?
No.
No, it's they're you want to talk about a comparison.
Yeah.
The Washington Redskins and the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs is an arrowhead. And they're the Chiefs. What is so different between that and a Redskin?
Nothing to me. Yeah.
Thank you. If you're going to change the Redskins' name, you got to change the Kansas City Chiefs' name.
I would think so, yeah.
Anyway.
I think the whole world is too politically correct anyway.
They, amen.
I could absolutely agree with that.
Get a sense of humor, guys, you know?
Who do you got today?
Up.
Yeah.
I am going to go with... I'm gonna write Alex Smith, man. I think he's going to... I don't think he loses yet. I'm not sold on the Titans. Chiefs.
I'm taking Tennessee at home. If it was flip flop where Kansas City was home, I would take the Chiefs in a heartbeat. But as much as I've been rah rah for Kansas City this year, and I've been right so far, I think it ends this week. I think it's another team that goes by the way of the undefeated curse. I got Tennessee this game. I'm the only thing that's holding me back on that, and I'm thinking about it now, is the fact that Jake Locker's not playing. Locker's hurt. Ryan Fitzpatrick is starting. But I said it already, and I wrote it down, so it's locked in. That's it. Done.
All right. So be it.
Another game on the Pros versus Joe docket is Jacksonville traveling to St. Louis. 0-4, plays 1-3. St. Louis is 11-point favorites in this game, but remember, in Pros versus Joes, we do not use the spread. I'm also going with this in my suicide pool. I'm taking St. Louis.
Yeah, it's a safe bet. St. Louis is definitely... I think St. Louis has got this one pretty easily. I think Jeff Fisher is going to be able to lead a tremendous offense against a very porous Jaguars defense.
Team is built like Swiss cheese in a sieve. Joe, who do you have? St. Louis Rams or the Jacksonville Jaguars?
The St. Louis Rams.
Okay.
Because the Jaguars fucked me last week. It's terrible. I don't know why they lost.
We give you stats. Joe gives you personal experience.
That's right.
That's the way it should be.
That's exactly right.
All right.
And I was 3-2 last week, so I'll knock the personal experience.
Absolutely. Hey, I was 3-2 also. I rode Joe's coattails last week. It's perfectly fine. All right, we got to take a little break from the Pros versus Joe really quick. So now we have Carolina, excuse me, going to Arizona. Carolina's a 2.5-point favorite in this game. I think Carolina, after the amazing showing against the Giants and the bye week, they're rested, they're ready. Cam Newton has a better week again this week. I think Carolina wins this game.
I'm going to go with Arizona on this one. I think Carolina's going to kind of fall back to earth. I think Carson Palmer's... number one, a much better quarterback than Cam Newton.
Okay.
And, I think Arizona's got something to prove after the last week's loss.
Okay. Pros versus Joe game number 4 on the list is the Denver Broncos going to Dallas to play the Cowboys. Denver is a 7.5-point favorite. In Peyton, we trust. I'm taking Denver.
How could you not? I mean, honestly.
I agree.
I mean, what was the spread again?
Seven and a half.
Yeah, come on.
I would take that. I would take that straight up. I would take that at 7.5. I would take the over in that game. The over in that game is in the 50s. I would still take it. Joe, what do you got?
Well, to be totally honest, we have two very strong teams here. But you know, I always go with guys from Texas. So because. Texas is a football town, so I'm going to go with Dallas.
Wow. He goes with the Dallas Cowboys. Now,
that's right.
Believe it or not, Joe is actually like 3-0 going against. When me and you have picked the same team and he's gone by himself, he's 3-0.
Yeah.
So right now, Joe's got a silver tongue when it comes to going by himself and picking. Giving us good reasons like...
With absolutely no information at all.
Exactly.
I love it.
It just goes to show, as much as experts that we are, yeah, it's football and any given Sunday, well, anything can happen.
It's sort of like poker. You know, if you get the cards, you win. And if you don't, you lose.
Exactly.
No matter how great you play the game.
Who sang that you got to know when to hold them?
Kenny Rogers.
There you go.
Yeah.
Last game on the Pros versus Joe list.
Wife.
Houston Texans and the San Francisco 49ers. 49ers are home. They're 5-point favorites in this game. This was my pick for the Super Bowl last year, was Houston and San Francisco. Both teams sitting at 2-2 this year. It's one game so far that's at 8:30 at night. We're going to get to the next game that's pissing me off more than anything in this world. Will, who do you have in this game?
I got to go with San Francisco.
All right, me too. The reason why I'm taking San Francisco is not because you picked them. It's because they're home. And the Texans' atrocious collapse last week against Seattle shows me something about them.
Yeah.
They have no heart right now. No. And I want to see them get back to it.
And as we learned in the replacements, the one thing you're missing
is heart.
And then Joe Flacco comes back. Shane Falco comes back and leads the team to victory.
I'm wiry. All right, I know that they're from Texas, but Joe, who do you have, the Houston Texans or the San Francisco 49ers?
Oh, a Texas team, Houston.
All right.
They absolutely have to win. Besides, 49, that's not even 69, so how could they be happy?
Oh, sweet
God. All right, so out of every game, the only game we all picked together was the Rams. We all have the Rams against the Jaguars. Again, Will has a three-game lead on Joe and myself. He's sitting at 13-7. Joe and I are sitting at 10-10. I will say, though, I heat up in November. I really do. Yeah. So, okay, so we have two more games this week. And I'm going to skip the game that's late tonight, and I'm going to go to the Monday night game and bounce back because I have a little rant about the late game. So we have the Monday night game tomorrow night is my New York Jets, Jets, 2-2 in Atlanta against the 1-3 Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta's a 10-point favorite. Atlanta could be a 50-point favorite in this game. They're going to win this game. They're going to humiliate the Jets. It's going to be a 44-10 type of thing.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think Atlanta wins. Yeah. I think they cover the spread, too. I don't know if it's going to be as big as Chris is saying, but I got Atlanta winning this game easily.
I think OC has a forced fumble. And by the way, I'm starving. I'm sorry. I know it's completely off topic, but it's 10 after 11, and I'm hungry. I woke up late. Ugh.
Stop whining.
Stop whining. Get down. All right. So we have the San Diego Chargers and the Oakland Raiders.
So what's your issue with this game?
The fact that it's at 11:30 at night.
Here is the problem I have with a football team sharing a stadium with a baseball team. The reason that they have to do this, okay, is the Oakland A's played a playoff game last night. The game started at 9. Am I correct?
Yeah.
All right. So they need about 24 hours to be able to change the field back over to a football field. First off, do we know if Oakland won last night?
No.
No, they lost. Oh, okay, good.
Who did they even play?
I don't even remember.
Baseball sucks.
Especially if you're a Mets fan.
Or a Yankee fan.
So, it's... They needed the time to make all the changes. So the game that was supposed to be played at 4 o'clock this afternoon, the field was not going to be ready in time. Here we go. Let's push the game to 11:30 at night. Now that's Eastern time, so it's 8:30 their time. I really don't know what to say. I mean, you know, good for the NFL for doing it and not trying to push it to Monday night, but...
Let me tell you something. If this was... the 80s, okay, and it was a
Bill Romanowski would have gone over to the A's front office and ate them alive.
Besides that, he would have used a racial slur, spit on someone, gave someone a DDT. Romanowski was great. Anyway, if this was a good Oakland team and a good San Diego team, I would have more of an issue with it than I already do.
Right.
Listen, we do this for fun. Because we have a passion for it. I have a job that I have to be up for at 6 a.m. So does Will. Sometimes earlier. I know for a fact that if I stay up and watch this game, it won't be over until 2 in the morning.
Yeah, pretty much.
So that guarantees me that I'm only going to watch the first half. Now, what if it's a close game? What if it's like 3-3? What if I got guys in fantasy? What if I got money on this game? This is the worst thing they ever could have done was put this game at 11:30 at night. I would rather the game be an hour earlier than the Monday night game tomorrow night and just simulcast them. I really, really would have rather that. I can't stand an 11:30. It's unheard of.
It is unheard of. And you know what? They'll never simulcast a game with Monday night. They will do what they do on like kickoff Monday. Where they start one game at 7:30 and the next game starts at like 10:35.
Yeah, but even that, if the game ends late, they don't hold the other game.
No, they don't.
Even if you would have started the game at... I understand why they did it, because the Sunday night game takes onus over everything else. And it's a San Francisco-Houston game. It's a big game.
Yeah, no,
it's
absolutely.
It's a big game. They want people to be able to watch that.
Much bigger than Chargers-Raiders.
Exactly. Especially the fact that they're fighting for third place right now between the two of them. I understand they want San Francisco and Houston to have the spotlight. It's a primetime game. But it's almost like this game, I understand the teams that are playing, but it's like an afterthought. Like, give it to them.
Right.
Whatever. If that's the case, put it on a Monday. Put it on Monday at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I think the timing is just horrendous. And if I was a fan, if I'm an East Coast guy and I'm a fan of the Oakland Raiders, like my mom, Okay. Mom's a huge Oakland Raiders fan.
I got a good friend of mine, Vinny, who's a big Oakland Raiders fan. He lives here in New York.
Unless I'm a diehard, I'm not staying up past 11:30 at night to watch a football game. I mean, I will, but I can only watch, like I said, I can only watch half of it.
Right. Stupid responsibility as an adult.
Exactly. But regardless, San Diego's 4.5-point favorite on the road. I think San Diego wins this game. Terrell Pryor, it may not play again. It's still kind of on the fence.
Right.
I think Philip Rivers has shown me a lot.
Yeah, he's kind of really come out of nowhere and
and Joe comes through with popcorn. Yay, and it's hot.
I can't. I think I just saw Chris's orgasm face, by the way, because as soon as he touched the thing of popcorn, he suddenly went all giddy and soft in the knees.
I like hot, buttery things. I'm fat. What do you want from me?
I never saw somebody's knees buckle while they were sitting.
Joe knows the weight of my heart and anus. Yeah, and according, and apparently with the conversation I had with Jeff last night, so does he.
Oh, Jesus.
Terrible. Crazy Syrian.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So we're done previewing the Week 5 games. Oh, let's do the preview of the Thursday night game this week.
Yes.
Knew we were forgetting to do something.
And that then the Thursday night game of next week is Chicago and the G-Men. You sure you want to preview that there,
yeah,
Skippy?
The Bears.
Yeah, the Bears. Big. Depending upon what happens this week. I mean, if Cutler loses an arm or something, Giants still got a fighting shot.
He can't lose an arm. He can't lose an arm until after week 9.
I know, yeah. He had to. Will's just keeping him on his bench, just biding his time for 1 week.
That's all I need.
Peyton doesn't play 1 week, and there comes Jay Cutler. Leather helmet and all.
Yeah, there's really not much else to say regarding that.
There's no spread yet for that game, obviously.
No. No, but the spread could be 10. I'd still pick the Bears. All right, ladies and gentlemen, tattoos and touchdowns.
Espo's having popcorn for breakfast.
We're going to go to break. We'll be right back with some fantasy for
you. It's a healthy meal.
It certainly is.
Damn it, can a guy masturbate in this house?
Did somebody bet me how many washcloths I could fit in my butt, or did I do this just for fun?
I'm sorry, ham radio, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Don't have my vitamin chance of being successful on radio, you idiot!
We're tired of you infecting people with your smut. This is an epidemic, and it must be contained.
I will not have it happening in my own house.
Fuck you and everyone else. People freaking love us. We're gonna be huge.
This is ham radio, because once you go ham, fuck everything else.
This is Ham Radio. Be part of the problem, not part of the solution. Tuesdays, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here on...
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At T-Fury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs.
Hey, Danielle, you know when you're watching the news and you see those really dumb people?
Yeah.
You know how you just want to make fun of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can. All you got to do is take those really stupid articles or videos that you see online and send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What's that address again?
It's dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show.
Right here on morelikeradio.com, Sundays, noon to 2.
Do you have an unusual growth on your genitals? Did your significant other dump you? Lust and Love, where we might not be able to help you, but at least we'll get a good laugh at your expense. Lust and Love, Mondays from 10 to midnight on morelikeradio.com.
This is my message to the rest of the Tattoos and Touchdowns Fantasy Football League.
Lame.
Get out my way.
That was actually my message to you when Joe put the popcorn down. Tattoos and Touchdowns, morelikeradio.com. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's More Like Radio. It's fantasy time.
Yes. And I am living the dream right now as I, just like the Denver Broncos and a couple of other teams, are undefeated.
Will is the only undefeated team in the league. He is 4-0. He's number one in the power rankings. Number one in your hearts.
It's true.
Number one, one with a bullet on this show. It's Hot Pickles actually lost last week.
Yeah, yep. He's down to number two right now. Step on over to the side, boy. It's my little brother.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Espo lost again last week. What a surprise.
You know what? It was actually close for a minute.
It was.
And then Peyton Manning.
As I was looking at the game last week, I said, I need a chance. And my chance was, I needed to be up by about 70 before Peyton Manning got in. And I knew that.
Right.
And what killed me was, I didn't start Dwayne Bowe. I started I didn't start Tony Romo. Believe it or not, because the five interceptions by Flacco, coupled with a couple of quarterback sacks, he only got me 6 points.
Right.
So, what was it, 128 to 10 something?
128 to 101. Everything's still loading. Yeah, you had Joe Flacco going. He only got you 6 points. You did leave some points on the bench. Chiefs, though.
Damn you, NFL.com.
Hate that. Now the site's slow to respond to me.
What a surprise.
Your Chiefs got you 31 points, though. Your Chiefs defense. My New England Patriots offense, which I sat based on your recommendation. No, not really. I actually sat them before that. But they only got me 3 points. You had a very lackluster day. I mean, you had Torrey Smith come up big for you with 27 points. LeSean McCoy got you 10, and the Chiefs got you 31. Everybody else was in single digits.
Yeah, it was a rough week for me.
I only had one guy in single digits, and that was Santonio Holmes, and that's only because he got injured.
And honestly speaking, the one snake... You can be snake bit in a whole season off one guy.
Yeah.
And the one guy for me right now has been David Wilson. David Wilson, I drafted him in the second round in this league, and I took LeSean McCoy first. David Wilson has completely laid an egg for me and has really, if he would have been half of what he should be, there have been a couple of weeks where I could have won.
Mm-hmm.
So it happens. It's just about, listen, we've said it before, we'll say it a million times, we've had it up on the Facebook page. Fantasy football is Dungeons and Dragons for jocks.
Yep.
That's all that it is. I'm starting David Wilson this week against a very Swiss cheese smelling Philadelphia Eagle offense. I think David Wilson has a decent week this week.
I hope so, but I don't think so.
I learned my lesson on certain things. Dwayne Bowe is starting this week against Tennessee. I sat DeAndre Hopkins, and anybody who plays Jacksonville, you need to start. So that's why I have Jared Cook in this week.
Pretty much.
And I'm playing the Rattleheads, which is a friend of mine, Mike. It's a battle of one and threes.
And the Rattleheads took a beating last week.
Well, the Rattleheads had everybody from his team was on Carolina. If I'm looking, I pulled it up on the screen right here. Look at his team.
Yeah.
Carolina, Carolina, Carolina.
No, absolutely.
So here's hoping I can pull out a win this week, and he's at the Carolina defense. So, what are you gonna do?
Exactly. Let's go into this week's games coming up. What are we looking like this week?
Well, I have the Rattleheads, right. 1-3, a battle of the 1-3s. The Metalheads, shout out to Dustin, who's in the chat room right now, is playing the other guy in the chat room right now, Jeff, the Poisonous Players.
And yet no trash talk.
No, there's been no trash talk yet. I'm kind of disappointed in the 2 years. Jeff is just screaming, oh, God, no, because of the conversation we had on Facebook last night. the Metalheads are 2-2. Poisonous Players are 3-1. Taking a look at it, if this site would ever load, NFL.com. Right before fantasy time, NFL.com is always loaded, just completely bogged down. Poisonous Players have Mike Vick today. That's a smart play. What else? He has Marshawn Lynch against Indianapolis. That could potentially be big. But Marshawn Lynch hasn't been...
He has flashes of greatness so far. Not inconsistent.
For a team that's 4-0, he's been quite pedestrian. Jaquizz Rodgers, he has going for his second running back against the Jets. Jonathan Franklin's on his bench. Andre Ellington is on his bench. Hoyer, you might as well just drop him now, dude.
Yeah, pretty much.
Looking at the Metalheads, Phillip Rivers, Trent Richardson, Larry Fitzgerald, Tavon Austin. Ryan Matthews could have a huge week against Oakland. And he's got the Colts defense against Seattle. His other defense is the Cowboys against the Broncos. Smart idea take using the Colts in that game.
Yeah, you really weren't given much of a choice there, were you?
No, and it's a toss-up. Jeff could really flip a coin on this one. The Eagles against the Giants offense, with the Giants offense has been anemic, so it might be a smart play unless the Giants explode. And then you have the Packers against Detroit. With the way the running game has been, like you said, touched on before, that's a smart play. It's a smart play to keep Philly in and sit Green Bay.
Yeah, you really kind of have to take your chances with Philly at this point.
So now we're going to go to Vic's Doggy Daycare and the Gents. This game has actually had... Come on with this.
A little bit of action so far as the Gents are up 18-13 going into the week's games. Vic's Doggy Daycare picked up Willis McGahee. That's who stole him from me. Damn it.
It's nice to know Kira's actually still looking at her team.
Yes, absolutely. Unfortunately, the Gents, Wayne, is not looking at his team because he's starting a kicker on a bye. Although, does he have another kicker?
No.
No, he does not.
No, he does not.
Whatever. Kickers don't get you all that many points, but even still, they could get you a couple of points, and that could be the difference between a win and a loss. But looking at Kira's team, Tom Brady,
Daniel Thomas is dead.
Excuse me. Sorry. I was watching that A Football Life last night. That's why.
That can make you cry, man.
Yeah. Not nearly as bad as a couple of them, but yeah.
Well, you know what? Daniel Thomas is a weird play because I can understand why she didn't start C.J. Spiller's because they thought he was going to be hurt. Until Freddie Jackson was gonna get more of the carries. Lo and behold, C.J. Spiller had 66 yards and a touch.
Right.
But now, if she starts Spiller every week with McGahee, you have two number ones. And as we saw, McGahee's going to carry the workload with 26 carries last week. He's already in midseason form, which is great for her. On the flip side, Ray Rice should be playing this week. Maurice Jones-Drew is going to be a tough play. Hakeem Nicks has been non-existent. Demaryius Thomas is always a smart bet, especially when you have Peyton. And Josh Gordon got the Gents 18 points. Fantastic.
Yeah. Yep. And really, I mean, he's got nobody else on his team that he really should be starting.
No. We have C says hi, and Sanchez's headband. Sanchez's headband is my lovely wife. Karen is 3-1. Taught you well, young grasshopper.
Good job, young Padawan.
And she actually had Greg Little going against Buffalo. He had 71 yards, so she's got 10 points already. She sat EJ Manuel. Smart move.
She started Eli.
She's starting Eli this week because RG3 is on a bye. And now if Eli does anything over 5 points, she looks like a damn genius because of EJ getting hurt.
Yeah,
so
I guess.
Sometimes you got to go with it. The only thing I could see is maybe switching Ben Tate and Danny Woodhead. It's the only thing I'm thinking that... Because Danny Woodhead had a fantastic fantasy week for her last week.
Right, and he's going up against a porous Oakland defense.
Exactly. Going over to C says hi, Joey's team. He's got Tannehill starting this week. Jamal Charles and Noshon Moreno. Moreno was a good pickup. Deshaun Jackson and Welker. It's a good team.
Yeah, he's got Antonio Gates going against Oakland. You and I could put up points against Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
Bears defense over going against New Orleans. That's
this
a tough
surprising,
play.
This is surprising, though. He's starting Hartline over Bolden. And he's got DeMarco Murray on the bench.
You know what, though? Denver's defense is good, but...
And Chris Johnson on the bench. Hey, Jerk, if you're listening, I want either DeMarco Murray or Chris Johnson.
Hey, listen, I need a running back, too. I'm willing to negotiate. Help a brother out.
All right, stupid. Thank you.
I want the 72 Dolphins to be kissing my ass.
We got the Will and Phil awful fantasy league right now. Flying T-Bags and Team Grimace. Will sitting at 4-0. Love the avatar, by the way.
Thank you.
The guy trying to do a leapfrog and literally teabagging a guy right in the fotch.
Take it like a champ.
And we have Team Grimace. Phil has...
Now, that's an awfully interesting...
This is why.
Exempt.
Adrian Peterson is not playing. He's on a bye. Phil, if you can get to a computer and change this, change Justin Blackmon to Ted Ginn. Justin Blackmon, the way it looks, is not playing.
I just pulled that up. That EXE was interesting. It means he's exempt. I don't understand what that means.
It is week 5. He should be back.
You know what, though? He doesn't have to play this week is the thing. Because with his 4-game suspension over, Blackmon will look to pick up where he left off as a rookie last season. Coach Gus Bradley has not named Blackmon a starter yet, but praised him for his work ethic and cooperation while suspended. So, you don't know if he's actually going to play. I would be wary of that, Phil. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd love to see you get no points for him, but look into it, man. Hey, listen, I'm not going to lie. One of my best friends in the world, but this is football. Stop crying.
Interesting for you, you're starting Darryl Richardson over Lamar Miller. Is that because of the Baltimore-Jacksonville defenses that they would be going up against?
Yeah, pretty much that, and I really haven't had a chance to stare at a computer screen for very long because I've had terrible migraines all week.
That's very true.
So,
Jackie Battle may be a nice play against Kansas City. Get you some good close yardage. I mean, you've done that already with Brandon Jacobs.
Yeah. You know, it's. I'm looking at it. You know, I'm trying to figure out who to put in that flex spot. I mean, I got Kendall Hunter and Darryl Richardson as my starting running backs. Which, let's face it, they're not going to get me huge yards.
If I may, I think Rashad Jennings may be your best play this week. I think McFadden is out.
That's what I was waiting to see. It doesn't say exactly whether or not he's out.
It's a tough week for Phil as Will takes a look at his team. Phil has Stephen Ridley in as a running back, and he's out. I would try to just pick up anybody on the waiver wire just for 1 week. You don't want to double it up. I mean, he still has Lawrence Tynes on his bench. Lawrence Tynes has MRSA. Drop him.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not going to do a whole lot. I mean, I still got my receiving tandem of Johnson and Johnson.
Yes.
No more tears for Will. Vernon Davis as my tight end. I mean, all three of those guys are questionable, but they're gamers. They're going to play. They're going to be there.
Right. Now, as Will takes a look at his team just to see if he needs to make any changes, we have I Yell and Hoot at 2-2. Tiny's actually lost 2 in a row. And can't touch this at 2-2. Tracy's won last week. I actually spoke with Tanya on Twitter the other day. She says it's beginner's luck that she's 2-2. She has no idea what the hell she's doing. And I said, well, you're playing with an expert, and I'm 1-3. So there you go. She has Darren McFadden, who is doubtful this week. She has LaMichael James. She has rough running backs right now, mainly because Isaac Redman and Doug Martin are both on buys this week. This is when you need to be a savvy owner. When
right.
The bye weeks really start to flood in, and like I already know week 9 is going to suck because for you and as well as me, because for you, you have Peyton Manning in this league. For me, I have Peyton Manning and Demaryius Thomas in another league. And in another league after that, I have Wes Welker.
Right.
So last week out of my 6 leagues, I actually went 2-4. So I went from 6-0 one week to 2-4 the next week. She has Ruben Randall starting. She has Jordy Nelson. This is a good week for Tracy to make up some ground. She has that Matt Ryan, Marcus Colson, and Brandon Marshall three-headed monster is ridiculous. And she has Schaub on the bench. I mean, she has Alfred Morris on a bye. Yeah, this is gonna be a tight game. She's up right now 5-0. Jordan Cameron didn't have quite as good a game as we would have liked him to have. And the final game of the week is Mama of Two and Hot Pickles, Will's wife and Will's brother against each other. This is interesting. Was there any smack talk during the week?
No, not that I'm aware of. I mean, they may have done it privately and not included me in it, but that's fine.
Nice to see Dawn finally changing guys on her team.
Yeah, because I yelled at her last week.
All right, good. Keep the pimp hand strong. Joyce Bell, I think, would be a good start for your brother. And Austin Pettis is a great flex right now, but I don't know if I'm sold on Giovanni Bernard starting this week. I think Joyce Bell against Green Bay would be a lot better, especially with the way Green Bay's run defense is. It's going to be a tight week, but hey, what do I know? Hot Pickles is 3-1. I'm 1-3. Dawn's 3-1. My wife's 3-1. Flying Teabag's 4-0. And there I am, like, F the world. I'm sitting in last place.
Dead last.
Love it, though, because honestly speaking, I did this for everybody, and I'm honored that so many people wanted to do it. I mean, we had to turn away close to 8 people.
Right.
And I almost didn't even get Dustin in there, and thank God Dustin's in, because Dustin's a good friend of the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Big supporter.
Absolutely. So next year, I may actually have to run 2 with as many people as we had. And I think next year, if we only run one, if we could do something where it's local, I'd like to get everybody together. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Actually be able to put some faces with the names and things like that.
Exactly. Not just see Dustin riding around in a kid's Power Wheels. He's got some weird Facebook pictures. God bless him, but he's a scary man. He's got a bald head and a goatee. He's scary.
Not scary, but,
listen,
you know,
I
odd.
He's scary. Love him to death, though. Thank you, Justin.
All right. Now, let's do a little quick start him and sit him.
Yeah, that jerk Sully's in the chat room. He says, don't call me a jerk. You're a jerk.
Nah, Sully's going to do his live show today.
Yes,
hey,
he is.
Look at that. Sully's going to be live this week.
Right after us, 12 to 2. Sully show on morelikeradio.com. All right, we'll do a little start him and sit him. We got about 20 minutes. It's enough time.
Yeah, no, we're not due for another break. Right? We're good?
Take another break. Take another 2-minute break. Give us a chance to get regrouped. I can stuff my fat face with more popcorn.
All right, kids.
You know, I notice you're a lot grouchier when you're hungry.
I really am. I really am.
So somebody should give him a Snickers.
Yeah, give him a hamburger or something.
Right after this show. Okay. Tattoos and Touchdowns, morelikeradio.com. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Now I'm realizing that this is all going to be on fucking podcast. Oh, boy.
I told you. Yeah, I was trying to warn you the whole time.
Dude, I don't care. I'm voluntarily Skyping into you. Use this to make a promo. I don't care. No. Mm-hmm. Dude, like I said, my fiance doesn't listen. Dutch got drunk one night. Well, he gets drunk every night. But he got drunk one night, and I used it as a promo. Why not? Use this into a promo. I give everyone permission to turn this audio into a promo. I don't care.
He also used drunk me for a promo, too, if you remember.
Punch AJ, you play it every week.
I do. Folks at home, Radio Gold like this happens every Sunday and Thursday at midnight on 360 on 420. Only on morelikeradio.com.
Here at More Like Radio, we're all radio professionals, especially Kevin from Alcohol by Volume. Marvel as he winds his way through the twists and turns of Skype.
Well, you're about to get a Skype call.
Here we go. Answering the call.
So, yeah, not to interrupt this exciting hockey talk, but what's going on, guys?
And call not found, and he dropped me. That's fantastic.
It's under the impression this was a drunk show, not bore everyone that's listening show.
Well, I'm still in the process of drinking. I think we lost Kevin, or Kevin decided to be lost.
You're still in the process of boring people.
And I just realized I put Dennis on hold somehow. This is that nightmare that I've been having of at some point finally getting on call and talking to somebody and being on air and everybody else just dropping. Dennis is back
there
now.
There you guys are.
Sorry, Dennis.
Wow, fucking radio professional over here doesn't know how to add people to conference.
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Love NFL Films music. Tattoos and Touchdowns, MoreLikeRadio.com. Welcome back. We are going into the final segment. We are in the home stretch.
It's a two-minute warning, if you will.
All right, yeah. I guess kind of almost there, yeah.
20 minutes warning.
Yeah, sure.
Quarter of football.
Well, that and a little bit more, yeah. Yeah, but we're going to go into our... excuse me, start him and sit him for the week. All right. Let's start off. Whoa, what happened to your thing there?
Yeah, Mike, the computer just stopped working.
All right. I hate when that happens. All right, well.
There we are. Quarterback start of the week. Go ahead, Will. Start us off.
I'm going to sit there and say Matthew Stafford against the Packers, man.
Okay.
I like him against the Packers. I think that Packers defense is not as stout as they used to be. It's
my start. My start of the week is Phillip Rivers against Oakland. Oakland's defense has been a sieve. I just think Phillip Rivers again, like we just said before when we were ranting about the 11:30 game. Phillip Rivers is shown that he's had an amazing season so far. I think he keeps it going against Oakland.
Meh.
I want Oakland to be better, but they're just not.
No. Who's your sit?
My sit of the week. I'm sorry, Karen. It's Eli Manning. Like the plague.
Until he proves something, I could agree with that.
Exactly. I'd rather sit him every week, and then there's that one week where he outperforms my starting quarterback, and then I say, shit. All right, I'll put him in.
Yeah. I want to sit Colin Kaepernick against the Texans.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they're going to do it, but I think the 49ers are going to do it. I just don't think that Colin Kaepernick is the fantasy stud that he was supposed to be this year.
And my sleeper of the week actually is in that game also. I would take Matt Schaub this week.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. No, I know just from what I've been reading, I know people have actually been saying to sit him, so that's
it's just
interesting.
Sometimes you can't go with experts, as you've heard on our show. Sometimes you just got to have a gut feeling on something.
I'm kind of liking Terrell Pryor against the Chargers.
If he starts.
I think he is going to start. I mean, he should be back. He was cleared to come back, so shouldn't be much of an issue. But, I'm not sold on the San Diego Chargers defense. And I think Terrell Pryor is good enough to be able to put up some points against them.
Oh, you shouldn't be sold on the San Diego Chargers defense. They've given up 20 against Tennessee. They gave up 30 against the Eagles. They gave up 28 on a comeback against Houston. The defense is suspect.
To say the least. So let's head over to the running back position. Who do you got starting? Who's your start of the week this week?
DeMarco Murray.
Really?
Against Denver. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think as a change of pace, Dallas needs to control the clock against Peyton.
Absolutely.
Any team needs to control the clock against Peyton. All that means is that a running back is going to have more emphasis in an offense. I think DeMarco Murray is a solid number one. I think he has a big week this week. I think he rushes for over 100 yards this week.
All right.
And a touchdown. I would start. My start of the week is DeMarco Murray.
All right. I'm thinking Ray Rice against the Dolphins.
Another one, if healthy. I'm hoping he's healthy because I have Ray Rice and Bernard Pierce.
Right.
So I'm hoping. But it's a smart play.
Yeah, he should be playing. I don't see why he wouldn't be. My sin of the week is the law firm, the Darvish Ellis against the Patriots.
Mine is Chris Johnson against Kansas City. Kansas City has been brutal on running backs this year, and I think that just goes to show how well Jackie Battle's been playing.
Okay.
He's been stealing carries from Chris Johnson. My sleeper of the week, I said it before, is David Wilson. I think David Wilson finally has a week.
From your mouth to God's ears. I'm picking Rashard Mendenhall against the Panthers. I think he could put up some numbers. I mean, it's kind of been stagnant all season, really. But I think that Panthers defense is weak, and I think Rashard Mendenhall is talented enough to be able to pick him apart.
Fair enough.
Wide receivers, who do you got starting?
DeSean Jackson. Anybody, anybody that's a wide receiver that plays the Giants, just paltry secondary. DeSean Jackson, historically, has always had huge games against the Giants. It never ends.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to pick Eric Decker at the Cowboys.
See, and Eric Decker was my sit last week. That's just goes to show any week.
And you know what? He was a justified sit last week because he put up some yardage, but that was about it. But I think this week is his turn in the rotation. So, who's your sit of the week? I'm going to sit down Mike Wallace against the Ravens.
It's fair enough. Fair enough. Reggie Wayne, believe it or not.
It's a Seattle defense, man.
Any wide receiver that plays the Giants secondary, you want to start. Any wide receiver that's playing against Seattle secondary, you want to sit. DHB, T.Y. Hilton, even Kobe Fleener to a certain extent if you have him as a tight end in your league. You don't want to play against that Seattle defense. That Seattle defense is just brutal.
Yep. Who's your sleeper?
Believe it or not, Marlon Brown for Baltimore.
Okay.
He's shown himself to be a decent number two. Decent. I think he has a good week against Miami secondary. I would look for about 50 to 60 yards and a touch.
All right. I'm thinking nobody's expecting him to do a lot. I'm picking Anquan Boldin against the Texans.
Okay.
All right. I think he's going to be able to put up. I'm willing to say he's going to put up about 75 yards and a touchdown.
Nice.
So, head over to the tight end position. Let's see as it comes up. There it is. Start of the week for you, Chris.
Jared Cook.
Okay.
St. Louis against Jacksonville. Number one, because I have him in my league. Number two, because Jacksonville has no linebacking core. I think Jared Cook finally has a big week. And again, my mouth to God's ears. One of them's got to be right.
There you go. I would take Antonio Gates against the Raiders.
Yeah, Antonio Gates has actually had a resurgence this year. He's had a decent season.
Yeah, man. Sit of the week for me, Owen Daniels against the 49ers.
Sit of the week, okay.
Yeah, I'm sitting him down. I just don't think Schaub's going to be able to do much against that 49ers defense. The 49ers defense is a lot better than it's been showing.
Yeah, and see, that's where me and you differ. I think Schaub has he's a sleeper for me. I think he has a good week.
So
my sit of the week is Martellus Bennett. He hasn't really been showcased enough by Cutler. Cutler's fallen in love, and rightfully so, with Alshon Jeffrey and Brandon Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
So Martellus Bennett hasn't been that guy to step up yet, like he did when he was on the Giants,
right?
For that one season, he stepped up for Eli Manning, was a good security blanket. Martellus Bennett's my sit.
Okay. Sleeper alert. I'm going to pick Jared Cook against the Jaguars. Not much of a sleeper. I mean, you're going against the Jaguars.
Right. I'm going with Kellen Winslow against Atlanta.
Really?
Kellen Winslow had a good week last week against better linebackers than Atlanta has.
Okay.
I think that trend continues. You take the elements out of it, I think, butt fumble 2.0 aside.
Ugh.
Geno Smith will find Kellen Winslow for about 60 yards, hopefully a touchdown. It'll be the only touchdown the Jets get all day.
Nah, you know what, man? I hope not, because I'm starting Vernon Davis instead. So, we'll see. As we say every week, kickers are like fat chicks. They need love, too.
Kickers are like mopeds. Everybody wants to ride. Nobody wants to be seen. What do you want from me?
Who's your start of the week?
Alex Henry against the Giants. Anybody playing the Giants right now until they're proven wrong.
Yeah. I want to start Mason Crosby against the Lions.
I think he's going to have...
That game's going to be a shootout.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's going to be field goals, kicks. Ball's going to be in the air an awful lot. Who are you sitting this week?
I am sitting... I just don't like the Bears this week. I'm sitting Robbie Gould against the Saints. I don't think... And the weather in Chicago should be kind of meh, because, believe it or not, there was a blizzard in Omaha, Nebraska that has now stretched out over a few states, and Illinois is getting residual.
Nice.
So is Minnesota, but Minnesota's in a dome, so who cares? Right. They're not even playing this week.
It snows in July in Minnesota, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, they're not even playing this week. Amazing. I leave there. There's a blizzard. I leave Washington, D.C. While I'm there, there's a shooting at the Capitol building, and then the next day, a guy sets himself on fire. I just leave destruction everywhere I go. People are just amazed and so happy to see me. This is what happens. So is Mother Nature.
Did anybody from the NSA hear that? We may want to investigate Mr. Esposito.
Oh, stop it. Kiss my ass.
I don't got that kind of time. The kid's starting college soon.
Get back to work, lazies.
Right. I'm going to sit down Randy Bullock against the 49ers. I just don't see... I don't see them getting very many. They don't allow very many points to kickers.
My sleeper of the week is Legatron.
Your what?
Sleeper.
For kickers?
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
You're doing a sleeper this week for kickers?
Just one. I have to say it.
I wasn't prepared.
Legatron. You could take mine. It's fine.
Legatron? What the...
Greg Zuerlein against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Legatron.
Oh, Christ.
There's Megatron. There's Legatron.
How is that a sleeper, though?
Because I had to say it. Because I have Greg Zuerlein in, like, every league. I just had to say it. I need points. Damn it. I need a win. I'm ready to start trading people. LeSean McCoy is on the trading block. I'm ready to start trading all my guys, and maybe I can get a little Cleveland Brown mojo and get into first place.
All right. Yeah, we're in separate divisions, so that's good luck.
Exactly.
That.
It doesn't make a bit of difference.
No, not until I'm in the Super Bowl, and you're not.
I can watch. Yay.
Defenses, start of the week. I'm going to say, God damn it, Eagles against the Giants.
I got St. Louis against Jacksonville.
No.
I'm riding that St. Louis train hardcore this week. Listen, I got 86 grand on this, man. I need them to win.
No, I agree.
I'm in this with two other people, and they're both out now. One guy took Pittsburgh week one. One guy took Minnesota against Cleveland, and I'm still rolling. And I took St. Louis, and I got a text from both of them with, "Are you out of your effing mind?" I said, "No.
A show, damn it. We're experts."
Exactly. I'm riding the hot hand. And honestly speaking, I've gotten far every year. I need St. Louis to win because St. Louis is my throwaway. I need a throwaway week. I can't keep picking playoff teams.
Right.
Because by the end of the season, I'm going to have no one.
Then you're going to have to pick throwaways. And
exactly.
You don't want to be doing that.
I've already taken Denver. And we got 5 minutes, so I could speak about this. It's fine. I've taken Denver. I've taken Indy. I've taken Seattle. And I've taken Atlanta. I need to take a St. Louis. Because I got to keep certain teams in my back pocket for the end of the season.
Absolutely.
And why not take St. Louis? They're playing Jacksonville.
All right. Who are you sitting down this week?
Dallas's defense against Denver.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have to.
Absolutely. I want to sit down the Jets versus the Falcons.
Yeah, shame on you if you're even starting the Jets defense, like on a regular basis.
Well, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't think the Jets defense does much. You got any sleepers for defense?
Absolutely. The Panthers.
What?
The Panthers against the Arizona Cardinals.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Gave up 7 points against the Giants. Gave up
They didn't give up any points.
I know. Gave up 7 points against Seattle. Gave up 0 to the Giants. Why not?
All right. I would pick the Rams as my sleeper against the Jaguars. I mean, it's the Jaguars. They're not very good.
Watch them win like 35-3 this week. I'm going to be fucking pissed. I am going to be so pissed.
I just picked them the wrong week, that's all.
If exactly. Jacksonville was home in this game, I wouldn't have touched it at all. Honestly speaking, I would have went with Carolina in Arizona.
Right.
In my suicide pool. But the fact that St. Louis is home right now, I'm okay with it.
All right. All right, so that's it for the fantasy segment. We got about 5 minutes or so real quick. Two questions for you, Christopher. All
right.
What in the hell is going on with Josh Freeman?
He's a dope.
Is this worse than Vince Young?
No. It's not worse than Vince Young.
This is part of the same first question, by the way.
Okay. Then I'm sorry for cutting you off. Anyway, I don't feel it's as bad as Vince Young. Vince Young did more where Jeff Fisher had to get involved, like we were talking about last night. And
right.
It was a perfect point that you brought up.
Yeah, he actually, Vince Young actually disappeared for a while. The family got nervous, couldn't find him, had the police looking for him. He said he would only come out of hiding if he got to sit down with Jeff Fisher. And the team's, unbelievable.
I'm not stammering because I'm trying to cut you off. I'm stammering because it's dumbfounding. Like I don't get it.
Right.
I understand you may be jaded and you don't want to be where you are anymore. Look, Sanchez is jaded. He doesn't want to be part with New York. You know that. You've seen that. But injury aside, I give Sanchez a little bit of credit. He hasn't been a jerk about things.
No.
The only
not.
Shots fired he had was, I think I won the starting job over Geno Smith. And he did, so it's not even being a jerk about it.
Right.
He can catch. I think he's in Tampa next year.
Really?
Sanchez, yeah. Unless the draft, again, we got to see how the draft is going to pan out. And if a Teddy Bridgewater or a Taj Boyd or Johnny Manziel goes to Tampa, that's one thing. But if they want to go the route of getting a veteran, Sanchez is a veteran. He's not a great veteran, but he's a veteran.
Yeah.
He's better than Josh Freeman. I mean, it's not saying much, but Freeman has been a bust.
Right.
And we had a show a while ago when the show was still a podcast. We had a show about busts. Huge NFL quarterback busts. And Jamarcus Russell was on there, and Todd Marinovich was on there. And Josh Freeman is on that cusp now.
Yeah.
He's right there. If he doesn't catch on with another team and be serviceable, you're in trouble. And he'll just be another thought, an afterthought. When Mike Glennon is outperforming you, a rookie who shouldn't be outperforming you, it's time to take a look in the mirror and see, is it you or is it the team? And I really think it's him.
All right, question 1C. Do you see Josh Freeman getting picked up by anybody?
Yeah, Oakland. Oakland likes now that rushing quarterback, and
right.
Terrell Pryor's a little banged up. It's kind of, and Matt Flynn was horrendous. So you need a backup quarterback, at least someone who can come in and kind of shoulder the load. Cleveland didn't want him. Jacksonville didn't want him. I think he goes to Oakland.
All right. My second question for you.
Yes.
This one's going to be, I'm interested to see this. Do the Denver Broncos provide any sort of threat to the 72 Dolphins?
Not at all. Not at all. The defense is not even close to as good as the 72 Dolphins no-name defense was. I think that they go 14-2. There will come a week that they lose. Peyton is not God. Peyton is not.
I'm not saying he is.
Peyton is not going to walk on water into wine type of guy. He's going to throw an interception. Dare I say he throws it this week.
Right.
Everybody's going to take a step back and realize he can be pedestrian at times. I don't see them. I don't see anyone rattling off going 16-0 plus the playoffs. Look, New England couldn't even do it.
Right.
And I think this offense is comparable with the New England offense. The only thing is that Peyton has more household weapons as names than Tom Brady did.
Yeah, but do you think that the Denver Broncos defense is better than the Patriots defense at that point?
No.
Really?
No, I think the New England Patriots defense at that time had McGinnis and Seymour and Rodney Harrison, and they had legit guys.
Okay.
Denver has Von Miller, who's non-existent right now because he's been suspended.
Mm-hmm.
They have a banged-up Champ Bailey who hasn't seen the field yet. Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie is their only viable option in the secondary. They have Trevathan at the linebacking position, who's been okay as a stopgap for Von Miller.
And if anybody's wondering who Trevathan is, that's the guy who in week one forgot where the end zone was.
Yes.
So.
And I don't like their defensive line. And hello to Patriot Pride, who's in the More Like Radio chat room right now. I don't see it. I think they go 14-2. I don't think they lose this week. But the big game is going to be the game against Indy later in the year. And it's in Indy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for that game. I think there's too much sentimental things going on. I think luck actually overtakes him in that game. But we'll get to that when the season happens.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Tattoos and Touchdowns on MoreLikeRadio.com. Coming up right after us, starting at noon from noon to 2, you have the Sully Show. He's going to be live this week. Don't know what he's going to be talking about, but I'm sure it'll be interesting. Don't forget to check out Ham Radio every Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
I'll be calling in this week, finally, after a month of being on the road.
Chris is finally home for more than 3 days.
Seriously.
God bless America. That's about it. Oh, don't forget to check out the Poke Check podcast, starring our good friend Phil Rea, and Christopher Esposito jumps on there every now and again.
Yes, I've been on the last couple of weeks.
So check that out if you're into hockey. And that's about it, ladies and gentlemen. Again, all the shows on morelikeradio.com. Check them out. Tattoos and Touchdowns. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great week. Enjoy the games.
I'll be on time next week, I promise.
They are who we thought they were.